Chapter 2. The secret weapon you already have. Here's what I thought mattered when I started doing weddings. I thought couples were hiring me for my mixing, for my ability to blend tracks seamlessly, to build a set that flowed, to read the room and adjust on the fly. Yes, those are all important aspects of what I do, but not for the reasons you might think. I thought the thousands of hours I'd spent perfecting my craft were the product I was selling, and that if I just kept getting better technically, the bookings would follow. I was dead wrong. Once I learned how to book weddings on my own, I started having real consultations with couples I'd never met. They wanted to sit down before booking, virtually or in person, which made sense. They were trusting me with the biggest day of their lives. I showed up nervous. I had one wedding under my belt at that point, and I was bracing for the interrogation. I figured they'd want to know how many weddings I'd done, what equipment I used, what my mixing techniques were. I had answers prepared for all of it. Technical answers, DJ answers. They didn't ask a single one of those questions. Instead, the bride paused for a second, like she was deciding how honest to be, and said, "Okay, this might sound like a weird question for a DJ, but my grandma is 83. She told me last week that she wants to dance at my wedding. That's the thing she's most excited about. So I guess what I'm really asking is, will you make sure that happens? Not just for the 20-somethings. I want everyone to feel like they're part of it." The groom added, "We don't want it to feel like a production. We just want it to feel like us, like people are actually there, not just going through the motions." Then the bride said, almost thinking out loud, "I just want to actually remember it. I don't want to look back and feel like it all just happened around me. And most of all, I want my guests to have a great time." I sat across from them and realized I had prepared for the wrong conversation entirely. They weren't interviewing a DJ. They were telling me what this day meant to them, the people they cared about, the moments they didn't want to miss, and they were looking at me to understand that. And something clicked in that moment that I've never been able to unclick. A wedding isn't a party. I mean, it is. There's music and dancing and drinks and celebration. But underneath all of that, something much bigger is happening. Two people are leaving one version of their lives and stepping into another. A father is letting go of his daughter. A grandmother is watching the family she built carry itself forward. Friends who haven't been in the same room in years are standing together because this moment mattered enough to bring them back. Every person at that wedding is carrying something. Joy, grief, nostalgia, hope, fear, love. Usually all at once. And the DJ isn't just the person who plays the music. He becomes the moment maker, the facilitator of memories, the one who knows when the moment calls for a song that makes people jump around and when it calls for a song that makes people hold each other close. I realized in that moment, just like in my college DJ days, it's not about me. It's not about Kevin Brightside, the superstar DJ. It's about putting the guests at the center of the experience and being a conductor of emotion and energy. I wasn't selling DJ services. I was selling something much deeper than that, and something that extends far beyond the dance floor, filling every moment from the first conversation through the whole planning process and into every step and detail of the wedding day. It's the promise that you are paying attention, that you care about this wedding being a success in the eyes of the bride and groom, that the bride can stop worrying and trust that you're holding the vision for her so she can actually be present for her own wedding. That's what every couple is really asking for, even when they don't have the words for it. They're not hiring a DJ. They're hiring a moment maker who shifts the attention to the bride, the groom, and the guests. And I can honestly say that approaching weddings from this perspective has been the most rewarding part of the work. It's allowed me to transform day of stress into positive momentum, create a real sense of accomplishment, and push my DJ skills and my ability to connect with people to a whole new level. Let me tell you about something that happened after one of my early weddings. I was maybe 4 or 5 weddings in at this point, still figuring things out. Basic gear, a mid-range controller, a pair of decent speakers, nothing fancy. I was good, not great. Solid mixing, nice energy, but still learning the finer points of running a wedding night from start to finish. The reception had just wrapped up, and the couple came over while I was starting to pack up. The bride was glowing. that kind of happy tired that only happens at the end of a really good wedding. She hugged me, and then she said something I didn't expect. "We almost didn't hire you, but I'm so glad we did." I asked what she meant. She told me they'd been speaking to another DJ, a guy who'd been doing weddings for over a decade. 200+ weddings, professional website, polished portfolio, top-tier equipment. On paper, he was the obvious choice. Way more experience, way more credibility. If you were comparing resumes, it wouldn't have been close. They chose me because they love my communication. I'd responded within a couple of hours. I told them congratulations. I asked about their venue. I asked what kind of music they were into, not in a checklist way, but because I was genuinely curious. I asked about their vision for the evening, what they wanted their guests to feel, whether there were any moments during the night that meant something special to them. The groom jumped in while she was telling me this. He said, "Honestly, man, you were great, but the other guy was probably a better DJ than you. No offense," he laughed. "But when we got your message, it felt like you actually gave a shit about our wedding. The other guy felt like he was scheduling an appointment. You felt like you were genuinely excited for us." I drove home that night thinking about what they'd said. They chose me. Fewer weddings, less experience, over a guy who had every advantage on paper. Not because I was the better DJ, because of how I made them feel in a single email. That was the night I understood something that changed the way I thought about this entire business. Couples don't hire the best DJ. They hire the DJ they trust the most, the one who makes them feel like he actually understands and cares about what they're trying to create, and that he's going to protect that vision like it's his own. I know that sounds too simple. I know you're reading this thinking, "Come on, Kevin, it can't just be personality." And you're right. It's not just personality. You need to be competent. You need to be able to read a room and play music that makes people dance. But here's what your 1,000 hours of bedroom practice gave you. Competence. You already have it. The technical foundation is there. It's like you've been training for this very moment. Every DJ who shows up to a wedding can play music. What separates the DJ who books the gig from the DJ who doesn't is everything that happens before and around the music. After 100+ weddings and hundreds of consultation calls, I can tell you with absolute certainty what couples care about. They care about whether they trust you with the vision of the most important day of their lives. They want their guests to have the time of their lives, musical pun intended. Yes, crushing the dance floor is a major part of a successful wedding, but it's only one piece of the bigger picture. That wasn't a skill I learned. That wasn't something I practiced for 1,000 hours. That was just me giving a damn, and it turned out to be the most valuable thing I bring to my weddings. Now, here's where this gets personal for you. Think about what you've actually been building over those 1,000+ hours of practice. You think you've been building DJ skills, and you have, but you've been building something else at the same time, something you probably never thought of as valuable. Every time you played a friend's party and watched the room to figure out what was working, you were developing the ability to read people. Every time you adjusted your set because the energy was shifting, you were learning how to respond to what a crowd needs in real time. Every time you made someone comfortable at an event, every time you connected with a stranger over music, every time you brought good energy to a room, you were building the exact skill set that wedding couples pay premium money for. Those DJs you've been watching on Instagram, the ones landing consistent gigs while you're stuck, some of them can't mix half as well as you, but they show up with energy and genuine interest. You've been sitting on your biggest competitive advantage without even knowing it existed. I want to show you something. These are real reviews from real couples who hired me. Not because I'm trying to show off, but because I want you to see what they chose to praise. What mattered enough for them to sit down and write about it. One couple wrote, "It was so refreshing working with a company that responded promptly to all of our inquiries, were so flexible with our direction and ideas. The execution on the wedding day was unreal." Another said, "Kevin has the best personality. He played all of our favorite tunes as requested and kept the party going until 2:30 a.m. A bride wrote, "Could not have been more happy with Kevin and his amazing upbeat attitude. He was kind, professional, and very helpful. He even took it upon himself to lay out pens for our guest book and mentioned that it needed to be signed when he walked by it and saw we were missing a few signatures." This really meant so much to us. And one of my favorite reviews of all time. You would think a DJ just plays music, but it is much more than that. I have never witnessed so many family members enjoying themselves on the dance floor. Kevin was also very fun and energetic, even in his emails, and made you feel very excited. Read those again. Every single one of them is praising the same thing. Not mixing technique, not equipment quality, not years of experience. Personality, energy, care, responsiveness. Going above and beyond. The guest book thing. Laying out pens and reminding guests to sign. That had nothing to do with DJing. It had everything to do with the kind of person I am at a wedding. I saw something that needed doing, and I did it. And it's the kind of thing that turns a one-time booking into a five-star review and a venue coordinator who recommends you to every couple who walks through her door. But here's the thing that matters for you. None of that is teachable in the traditional sense. You can't take a course on caring about people. You either do or you don't. And the fact that you've spent 1,000 hours obsessing over your craft, that you're reading this book because you want more from your DJ career, that you're hungry enough to spend $5 on the chance that someone might show you a way forward, that tells me you care. You're not apathetic. You're not going through the motions. You give a damn. That's the secret weapon, and you already have it. Now, I don't want to leave you with the impression that your DJ skills don't matter. They matter enormously. Just not in the way you think. Your personality gets you the booking. Your DJ skills are what make the night unforgettable. When you absolutely crush a dance floor, when you take a room from polite cocktail conversation to 200 people drenched in sweat, singing every word, nobody wanting to leave, that's when the real magic happens. That's when the bride cries happy tears watching everyone she loves having the time of their lives. That's when the groom's college buddies lose their minds. That's when grandma gets out on the floor and the whole room cheers. That's where your 1,000 hours pay off in a way they never could at a bar gig for $150. And that's what generates the five-star reviews that let you raise your rates. That's what earns you $200 cash tips at the end of the night. That's what makes guests ask for your card because they're planning their own wedding. That's what takes you from $1,000 a gig to $2,000 and beyond. Your personality opens the door. Your DJ skills fill the room. And here's what makes weddings different from every bar gig, in-house party you've ever done. People are actually paying attention. They're not drunk and distracted, shouting over your set. They're celebrating the biggest day of their lives, and your music is the soundtrack to it. The creative decisions you make, when to build, when to hold back, when to drop the song that makes the whole room explode, those decisions create memories that people carry for the rest of their lives. That's finally getting to use your musical artistry in a way that matters. Imagine this for a second. It's the end of the night. You're tired yet happy because the wedding was a total riot. The bride walks over, eyes a little glassy, and tells you that you made her wedding. Not the flowers, not the food. You. Because everyone danced. Because her shy cousin came out of her shell. Because her grandmother was on the dance floor for the first time in years. Because the energy you created turned a beautiful event into the best night of everyone's lives. She's not thanking you for your beat matching. She's thanking you for caring enough to make it happen. Your personality advantage is only part of the equation. The next question is obvious. What about the money? Can you actually walk into this market with limited experience and charge real money? And what do you actually need to get started? The answers to both of those might be the most freeing thing you've read in years.